Hi, I'm Dan Jones, reporting for CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The owner of the Northumberland Stars junior hockey team operating out of Colburn says he wants to increase community outreach and engagement. Alex McConnell and business partner Bill Dyer purchased the team in April, leading the club to the top of the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League standings. McConnell says creating a stronger bond in Cramie Township will be beneficial to the team.
Northumberland Stars is a junior hockey team with players aged between 16 and 21. There's no import restrictions as well, so we've got players from Sweden, Russia, Belgium, the States, Canada, obviously, with a good group of local guys as well. It's exciting junior hockey with no restrictions, really.
And why Colburn?
Glenn Campbell had the team in Colburn now, before we purchased the team in April. But Colburn, I think, is a great spot where, you know, you get the small town junior hockey feel. It's a strong community, a lot of good local businesses and great people in the area. So I think, once we get the team, established and have the community involved, I think that there's a lot of potential for it to be, you know, a big piece of Colburn for sure.
So then how does the GMHL differ from other junior hockey leagues in the area?
So, I mean, just with the kind of the closest local teams like the Port Hope Panthers, Colburn Cougars, or the Trenton Golden Hawks, they're restricted on the imports. So they're basically Canadian and American players. The junior C team in Port Hope, they're allowed the extra overage year with the 21-year-olds, which is similar to us. We're an unsanctioned league, so there's no connection to Hockey Canada. So basically, it's a open borders. There's no restrictions on the imports. There's a limit on the 21-year-olds. We're able to have two guys that have played the previous year, and then five new ones, which is up for potential debate, but that's how the rule is currently. And then 16-year-olds, you're allowed as many. There's no limit on that, so gives the young guys a good opportunity to get in and not be kind of handcuffed with only one spot or two spots available. We've had a couple good 16-year-olds over the last few years as well. So
how do you describe the play of your team?
The play of our team this season, I think we're definitely a skilled team, but we're very hardworking. It starts kind of from the top of our lineup down. We've got a lot of experienced guys with a lot of junior games that potentially going to be going and playing at college or university next year. But yeah, I'd say we're an exciting team. We're high scoring. We've been leading the league in goals for, leading the league in goals or in goals against as well. So it's tight defensively, but definitely a good offensive punch as well, which generally makes for an exciting game. It's a really good group of guys this year for sure.
So then if I buy a ticket, so for my family and I, we buy tickets, what's the experience going to be like?
I think, ticket prices are great. It's only $5. So it's, we've kept it low. So it's cost affordable. We'd just like to kind of see the community out and get involved. But I think what you could expect coming out to a game would be, a fast-paced, exciting, probably high-scoring game, and obviously a Stars win as well.
I know that your organization presented to Cramie Council recently, and there was discussion about struggling to get sponsors. Are you attributing that to possible economic conditions in the community, outreach? What seems to be the issue there?
I think it would probably be exposure and just kind of community involvement. I don't think, as a team, there's been a ton of community involvement in the last couple of seasons. So that's definitely something that we've focused on, working closely with Chris Kerwin at the Keeler Center and getting involved and trying to establish those connections and relationships within the community is definitely something that we'd love to do, something that we look forward to doing, and a goal of ours for sure. So we want to give back and do as much as we can locally, and hopefully, in return, We'll see that reciprocated. But yeah, I mean, the guys, it's majority of the guys are billeting. We do have about probably 10 local guys as well. So everybody's right here. We've got half of the guys basically living right in Colborne as well. So, you know, they're excited and hoping to get involved, whether it's with minor hockey, this local schooling system. We were involved in the Santa Claus parade this year. Anything really to get out and get involved, the boys are happy to do it, and it's definitely a goal of ours for sure.
So, and what do you see the future of the Northumberland Stars in Colborne and the community itself?
I think with the progression we've made this year and some of the relationships we've already built, I think we're definitely off to a great start. You know, I think being involved over the summer as well in just local fundraisers, maybe hosting some of our own like baseball tournaments, road hockey tournaments, that type of thing, just showing that, you know, we do want to give back, we do want to get involved. I think it's the potential in Colborne, obviously it's a small community, but I think it's a very tight-knit, good, welcoming community as well. So I think, you know, once we get established and really show that we're for real and that we care and that we're putting a valuable product on the ice as well, and you know, there's more to just the team than the game as well, getting involved and helping with the youth and giving back to minor hockey and whatnot as well. I think there's a ton of potential, and it's what's kept us in Colborne for sure.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.